Randy Newman. Oh, good stuff. The Troy Savings Bank Music Hall and the Madison Theater have teamed up to present works from two very different artists. Randy Newman performs at the hall on Saturday, September 16th at 8 p.m. The Madison will play Cars 3 over the weekend on September 8th, and on September 9th play Pleasantville. Randy Newman scored both and is well known for not only for his film scores, The Natural, Awakenings, Ragtime, all three Toy Story pictures, Seabiscuit, James and the Giant Peach, and the list goes on, but has a list of hits, both serious and satirical. He even has a new album out. The hall is not equipped to show movies, so, well, that's where The Madison comes in. The Madison will play Searching for Sugar Man on Friday, September 22nd, and Rodriguez will play at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall that Monday, September 25th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Excellent. John and Matt, a Troy venue working with an Albany venue and actually crossing the river. So that's very cool. It's great to have both of those organizations with us this morning. John Elbaum is executive director of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Matt Wagner is manager of the Madison Theater. And we thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. So let's start with Randy Newman. How did this all come about?
Well, Randy's been on our radar for quite a long time to bring into the hall. And he's been one of my favorite artists forever. So it just seemed like a natural fit to maybe tie something in. We're always looking for opportunities to collaborate with our fellow cultural organizations, and this seemed like a really neat concept.
And the concept, of course, is to incorporate some of the, to see the films that he has been, that are so iconic. Two of the films that I mentioned that will be shown, one, of course, is Cars 3, which is the newest Cars movie, which is very cool. And shows his relevance even today. And then Pleasantville, what is it like to show these films, Ben?
It's exciting. And honestly, you know, to echo what John said, I think this gives people an opportunity to see these musical acts in a much different light. I know that I personally wasn't familiar with Randy Newman's music on his own, but had been exposed to his music literally my entire life, you know, through movies. So I feel like this will be a kind of a good warm-up for people who are interested in going to the show, or maybe people who are interested in movies but weren't totally familiar with Randy's music.
And the because he has such a diverse career, that's what's so fascinating. It's
right.
It's so many different genres, and there's so much. So I assume even as the venue, you don't quite know what he's going to be doing.
No, we don't. Of course, he has the new album that's just out, which is topical.
Yes. Very funny.
Yeah, it is. It's great. The Putin song particularly.
Yes.
But, you know, he's always had that kind of edginess to a lot of his work throughout his career. And I am actually the opposite of Matt. I knew him from his recorded music, but not so much from the film, and just doing some research. He's scored so many films, and that's just been a big part of who he is as an artist. And, you know, I find his composing to be, you know, sort of Copeland-esque. It's amazing work, and it's interesting to see him in that light.
And we were just playing a little bit of it coming in, but it is very it's distinctive. It's very you can it sounds like Randy Newman, right? I
mean,
absolutely, it has a very, very distinctive sound to it.
Yep.
Let us talk about Rodriguez, subject of the 2012 Oscar-winning documentary Searching for Sugar Man, and so the legendary singer-songwriter will be with you on the 25th.
Correct. Yes, and it's an interesting story. His career was entirely going nowhere. I mean, he was discovered in this through this movie that was made, and you know, it's introducing a whole new generation to his music, which is also quite topical. And, you know, very much like Randy Newman, they're both kind of storytellers in their lyrics, which is kind of interesting to see.
And the idea of, obviously, the star has gone up since the film and the notoriety, which
right.
is very cool.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the film, Matt.
You know, at the Madison, we've been trying to showcase documentaries that are cutting edge. And when John brought this idea to me along with Randy Newman, I loved it and thought, you know, what better way to continue to shed light on this person's music. I know that I had no idea going into it, but we sat and listened to a few of his songs, and then I started pulling up, you know, different studio people that he worked with, and come to find out, of course, he was signed to Sussex Records, which was an offshoot of, I believe, Westbound, and worked with some of my favorite funk producers, which, you know, I think you can hear in some of his albums, that kind of heavy influence. So I'm excited to have it be shown in the theater. And again, I think it's going to do the same thing that it'll do for Randy Newman, and that's to kind of just give it a little bump going into, you know, to the show at the Music Hall.
So the idea is you go see the movie on the 22nd, and then you go see the show on the 25th.
Precisely. I mean,
that would be the perfect.
That would be absolutely perfect, yes. Well, then you get the backstory, you know?
Right. And then you know when he comes out on stage, you know a lot about him.
Right. Yeah, because he's a mystery to most of us, you know, who haven't seen the movie. If you haven't seen it, you don't really understand where he's coming from and what his story has been.
It's an amazing documentary. I did see it, and it is again, I knew little or nothing, and it really is fascinating and very nuanced and not always happy. But
no.
but there's a lot there, and certainly at the end of the day, you have the music to listen to, which is really incredible.
Right.
Well, I think at that time for him in the late 60s, early 70s in Detroit, that was probably a very competitive music scene. And from listening to his first two albums, there are parts of it where it just feels like maybe our country wasn't ready to hear stories told like that in music or hear messages that he was relaying, where they carried much more weight in, say, South Africa or New Zealand or Australia. So it's nice that, you know, after 45 years or so, people are starting to come around here. But
we're ready now.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready to understand.
So that, again, Searching for Sugar Man will be shown on the 22nd, and then Rodriguez will be playing at the Music Hall on the 25th. And I'll give out all the information in a second. Tell us what else is going on at the Madison, what else you've been showing and will be showing.
Well, let's see what we've this summer we showed a lot of second run and throwback films. We did a week devoted to camp movies, summer camp, of course. But
yeah.
Now that summer is wrapping up. We'll be doing our second annual The Zombies Are Coming Zombie Film Festival last weekend in October. And, you know, we're currently working on putting together an event that's workshop-based where, you know, the focus will be on Islamophobia, racism, and bystander intervention. So we're still putting that together, but we're trying to you know, be in touch with the mayor's office and be in touch with the right people around Albany, the Social Justice Center. And, you know, our goal there is to just try and show people that there's not as much to be afraid of, I think, in this everyday world than maybe they might think. So, and then as far as other movies going, we're showing the classic Italian Job this weekend. Kind of going, you know, outside of the Randy Newman, we have a bit of a car theme this weekend. So Cars 3, classic Italian Job.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And then as far as music goes, we're having a band perform October 13th in the Small Back Showroom, Bright Dog Red. They're sort of an experimental jazz group from this area and from down near Kingston. So, and also Apostrophe S, another experimental musician here from Albany. And again, tickets are on sale for that too. So that'll be the 14th, or 13th, excuse me.
The Madison, you can find out all information about all the things going on there at themadisontheater.com. Themadisontheater.com, and they're going to be screening Cars 3 on September 8th in Pleasantville on September 9th. And then, of course, Randy Newman will perform at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on the 16th. What else is going on this fall at the Music Hall?
Well, I'm pretty
busy season.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty excited about our fall schedule. We've got the Boz in town, Boz Skaggs, September 12th.
Yeah.
Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis is coming back in October 7th, I believe. Really excited about Cry, Cry, Cry. Lucy Kaplansky, Dar Williams, and Richard Schindel. They'll be in October.
Yeah.
Got some quirky programming, Tape Face. from America's Got Talent, something you won't see everywhere.
Right.
Which should be just a whole lot of fun. If you haven't seen him on YouTube, it's probably worth pulling up. Roseanne Cash is coming back. We love her. Paco Peña, wonderful, you know, the brilliant Paco Peña. So it's going to be a great season.
And you can find out more about the season by going to TroyMusicHall.org. TroyMusicHall.org. Again, the two big events happening, the Madison screening Cars 3 on the 8th and Pleasantville on the 9th of September, then Randy Newman performing at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on the 16th. And the Madison will play Searching for Sugar Man on the 22nd, and Rodriguez will play at the Music Hall on the 25th. You can find out more information about the Madison Theater by going to themadisontheater.com. Matt Wagner and John Elbaum, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure. Thank you for doing all this great work together and separately, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.